Ramblings of a Madman. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's absolutely insane. Let's get it started.
I think I've struggled a lot with discipline. I think overall I am more disciplined than most people, but I have to kind of to progress where I need to progress in learning languages, dropping my weight, increasing my health. I have to kind of push my discipline to another level. And I need to keep trying to improve on languages, get my stress level down, eat more healthy. And I think what's really hurting me is that working on the homes, the fatigue, and juggling a lot of things, I just don't sit down and try to have a healthy meal. But right now, with the marriage and with all the expenses and the things going on, I have to cut the budget even harder. So I have to think about what I can eat that'll be quick and that'll be efficient. So I'm gonna try the protein shakes and apples for ongoing, cut down my food budget, and then I have to start possibly finding a way to possibly get save on the materials I need for the second house. Cabinets can cost anywhere from 4 to 10 grand. I have to think about the countertop and stuff. I need to replace the toilet. I think it's wearing out, the leaking way too much water. So that's where I'm at right now. But I keep breaking down what I do. I notice is that the stress of the day, being busy, I'll end up eating something totally unhealthy. And I think that's definitely not a good idea. Going forward, it's cutting into my budget in one scenario, and then the other scenario, what it's doing is affecting my health and my weight. I have to think about food that much. What I have to do is kind of start focusing on other things, keeping myself busy with work and continually striving to push myself to the next level. I don't want to drive at night right now to the gym. I need to go to the gym and start working out, but I need my those tags, because the popo will pull me over and ask me a bunch of dumb questions. I know that's not the best reason not to work out, but I still want to take any chances right now. I do take drive around the daytime. I'm sure I'll get pulled over sooner or later, but it's still August, so it's not that noticeable. I'm sure they'll start to pick up on it sooner or later. But another thing that's gonna go out, my registration is gonna go out in to Virginia, so I gotta figure out a way to get it. But how do I can't stay on track? I don't know. Just gonna have to like have some willpower, find relaxation and happiness in the moment, not need that like sit down with the meal mindset. I have to be okay with having no meal, erase it from my schedule. I've been having improved discipline in listening to foreign movies, stop listening to a lot of useless social media, a lot of things in English. I want to really transition to knowing a lot of languages, understanding different languages, improving my own language. And I think right now the diet is a big deal. I have to get the diet on my side. I have to make the big thing. You get all the stuff knocked out. But things are going pretty good this week. I should have all the soffit stuff repaired if I can get some sunny days. It's supposed to rain all this week. It's not that big of a deal. What I'll do right now is start to organize every single thing in the house so it's ready to for me to roll out. And then discipline is important, I think. Discipline is freedom. I kind of realized in this world where everyone wants to be doing their own thing, living their own life, living their best life, they're anti-discipline. And the people who say they're very disciplined, like these social media people, I just don't think. I guess they are disciplined, but that's the only thing they do. I think if you have a lifestyle where you have many things going on, you got so much in your mind, so many distractions, you're disciplined in those for a certain amount of time, and it kind of falls off. And when it does fall off, you're stuck in this situation of, you know, having bad habits, right? Like, let's say you stopped, and instead of drinking the protein shake, you ate badly, so you lose because you end up gaining weight, and that weight just bogs you down. So that's kind of a big issue, and I don't want to get bogged down. So basically, this will be the next iteration of trying to move myself mentally to the next level. Really, really cut down on the eating. It's like I have to find a way to calm down, not and totally erase the idea of sitting down and eating something or spending time with people. I think there's a level of enjoyment, but it's really a time killer. And if I'm going to get these houses done and if I'm going to make things work, I really need to move this to the next level or nothing's going to be done. So discipline is so important. I think improving it as much as possible without going crazy, right?
Ramblings of a Madman, another successful episode. Done and done and done.